You are listening to Four Seas, One Family, April 2017 announcement. Today, bloggers and podcasters can make their voices heard without needing high-priced entry gear or administrative tools. So creating a blogging or podcasting group or network has become easier, and it isn't anything new or unique. However, most blogging and podcasting networks are culturally bound to the topics concerning their immediate environment. And this isn't hard to understand why. Now, this is why I am working to create a platform where expats outside their home nations can discuss local and global issues that may affect us all at home and abroad. Most media providers and networks are totally focused on topics that consumers of their content are culturally bound to and collectively interested in. You know, things like sports, politics, finance, whatever. Now, there isn't anything immediately or directly wrong with this. But as a result, very few of these home-based bloggers and podcasters are able to look at their home nation from a different angle in the same way as expat bloggers and podcasters can from their vantage points abroad. As a long-term expat podcaster and consumer of online media, I have heard and seen how many non-expat bloggers and podcasters aren't able to personally connect to situations and topics outside their home nations, cultures, or broadcast positions. However, from overseas, expats can offer unique perspectives that may not be easily observed by individuals or media outlets within their home nations. With all the cultural and political uprising taking place in the world today, now is the time for expats who have had the opportunity to interact and live amongst different cultures to make their points of views heard and work to break down cultural misunderstandings that have developed through suspicions, hate, and fear. We may not live in a perfect world, but now is the time when expats can raise their voices and prove that people in every part of the world generally have the same basic needs and dreams for themselves and their loved ones. I am working with other like-minded expats located in different parts of the world to create a podcast program for expats to hold live online discussions about both local and global events that may directly or indirectly influence their home nation or the nation they currently reside in. The podcast will be called The Expats Roundtable. The Expats Roundtable is currently planned to be held online every 2 weeks and at times expats agree on ahead of time. Because expats are located in different parts of the world, additional times for online gatherings could be arranged so other people can take part in discussions. How these online meetup times are arranged will be considered on future dates. In the long run, these types of collaborations can facilitate new ways of thinking and diminish misunderstandings between not only those who are taking part, but also consuming the content produced. An added benefit of this type of gathering is the creation of direct and easy cross-promotion among members. The Expats Roundtable will be based on the following. Number one, members are to be expats who currently live abroad or former expats who have returned to their home nation but have lived long-term overseas before. Number two, in the beginning, membership will be built from introductions from current expat members. The more expats taking part, the more information that could be created and exchanged, and this would offer a great value. Number three, roundtables should be held every 2 weeks online via YouTube's Google Plus Hangouts at prearranged times. It is hoped that in the future, selected expat members can assist in hosting online discussions from expats located in different time zones at prearranged times. Now, each roundtable should have a topic that is chosen by members or a recent trend or event that affects expats domestically or abroad. In the beginning, let's use a very informal topic selection process. In fact, more than one topic may be covered at once in a roundtable. Number 4. No member is required to take part in any certain number of roundtables to be considered a member. However, it is hoped that participation becomes strong and lasting. Number 5. In order to help assist in keeping discussions open and balanced, non-expats may be allowed to be invited to and take part in online and offline discussions. Number 6. The expats roundtable group could help drive some interest to members' personal or business-related websites, while at the same time keeping the branding of a member's main website or websites separated from the expats roundtable group. Number 7. Discussion topics, times, and dates will be coordinated via email and online polling. Now, once again, as far as membership-related issues, number 1. Members should be current or former expats who write a blog post or produce a podcast episode at least once a month. Number 2. A former expat is defined as someone who has lived abroad for at least 2 years, and there will be exceptions allowed. Number 3. Membered expats are requested to assist in promoting the expats roundtable in some way, and if they like, promote other members' blogs or podcasts as well. It is hoped that the cross-promotions will raise awareness of content created and produced by members who specialize in a niche that other listeners may be interested in. Thank you very much for your time, and let's make this happen. If you are an expat or are thinking of becoming one, please visit 4seasonefamily.com and let us hear about your expat experience. And if you are an expat and would like to take part in the expats roundtables discussions, please visit us at 4seasonefamily.com/TER for more information. For 4Seas One Family and the Expats Roundtable, I'm James Thomas from Taipei, Taiwan. Take care. Zaijian.